rock and roll. Georgie girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there
inside you.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change there'd be.
The Seekers found Georgie Girl in 1967 and added another movie title song to the list of film influences on pop music. Peter Noon, Herman of Herman's Hermits, led the British group on an excursion of the charts in 67 with There's a Kind of a Hush.
There's a kind of hush.
Returns with a song about the rain, the park, and other things.
Free of rock and roll.
I saw the city in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she would make me happy.
The Cow Sills, went the McGuire sisters, the Mills brothers, and other pop music brother-sister combinations won better by bringing the whole family into the act in 67, the year another advertising theme developed into a big instrumental record. Producer Bob Crewe talks about the Bob Crewe generation for the history of rock and roll.
I not only hear music, I see it. To me, the sound of the generation is visual as well as just an audio experience. It's a visual thing too. And when I'm dictating an arrangement to one of my arrangers, I will say, okay, now here we're going to bring in clouds, you know, and now I want the sound of water. So with the sound of water, we'll have the strings doing a certain thing. There's a hard rock backbone, and yet it's got the luster of the big band era.
Kicked off a series of hits with Sunday Will Never Be the Same in 1967, A Time of Flowers, and San Francisco, and Scott McKenzie.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear gonna meet some gentle people.
Rockingham's enjoyed success in 67, beginning with Kind of a Drag. History of rock and roll resumes with a moral lesson from 1967.
The history of rock and roll.
Rich vocal blend to pop music with Silence is Golden. Another group with well-matched voices surfaced on the charts in 1967. Johnny Rivers, who gave them their first recording contract, remembers his introduction to the quintet for the history of rock and roll.
Fifth Dimension was introduced to me by their manager, and at that time they were called the Versatiles. And we, decided that that name wasn't right, and we eventually came up with the Fifth Dimension, and I knew there was a song in the Mamas and Papas album called Go Where You Want to Go that I knew was a hit single for some group who could get close to that sound or capture that sound. And so we went in and did it, and that was it. It was a hit, you know, and it sort of got them off the ground, and they've been doing, you know, fantastically ever since.
Singers shortening and anglicizing their names, a British singer rechristened himself Engelbert Humperdinck and joined Simon and Garfunkel and a few other unabridged artists, prospering in 1967.
Please release me, let me go. For I don't love you.
Association was hot in 67. Terry Kirkman, a member of the group, described the influences which went into their sound.
It is very, very, very hard to find a collective group identity. I suppose it would be easier for guys who were really sold on, let's say, bluegrass, or if they were really sold on blues, or if they were really sold on a particular sound, you know, a certain bag to be in. But we have had a tremendous problem in manifesting a solid group identity. And as much as we like everything, we really resent a label, mm-hmm. You know, even the non-derogatory ones. I suppose pop is about the the most accurate because it's the most inaccurate, because it covers everything. Because we are definitely folk influenced, definitely classically influenced, definitely jazz influenced, definitely rock influenced.
Number five record from all of 1967, another movie song, next on the history of rock and roll. Copies of To Sir With Love, a motion picture title tune. The Happenings revived a standard for the 67 market, which eagerly accepted a new version of I Got Rhythm.
In this fast and troubled world, we sometimes lose our way.
But I am never lost. I feel this way because
Shondells first made the charts in 1966. They extended their popularity throughout 67 with several records. I Think We're Alone Now among them. Glenn Campbell, an accomplished studio musician, tried singing in 1967 and was voted one of the top vocalists of the year by the record trade magazines. His second big hit, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, was written by Jim Webb, who traced the roots of his style for the history of rock and roll.
Mostly I'm influenced by my surroundings, by the people I know, and by the things I'm doing, by the things that happen to me, because almost always my work in the past has been related to real things that happen, incidents, things that happen to me, and things that I see, or things people say to me or do, things that I have a personal knowledge of. I don't really do well when I'm writing in an abstract way, or when I'm trying to imagine what someone else feels or something. I don't do well at that, but... And I don't really do, or don't feel as comfortable, for instance, now I'm doing Peter Pan at Universal, I don't feel as comfortable tailoring songs to fit sequences and to fit the limitations of the script. I don't feel as comfortable in that kind of writing situation as I do when I just sit down at the piano and kind of let my mind go where it wants.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. Find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving, 'cause I've left that girl so many times before.
The Turtles received their first gold record in 1967 for Happy Together.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together.
History of Rock and Roll begins with a million-selling solo debut by a member of a multi-million-dollar quartet.